Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you for joining me here for Messages from Above. Excuse me, a little froggy in the throat already. Oh, my goodness. So today, I want to get right to callers. I have a full switchboard. I want to get to as many people as possible. But right before I do that, I want to let you know I have some events coming up this month, as a matter of fact, which I'm very, very excited for. It's going to be a very busy month for me. I'm recording TV shows again this month. I have a book signing in Brookfield, Wisconsin at Half Price Books on June 15th. And this is really a very, I love this event, Messages from Above Live on June 23rd in Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the Crown Plaza Theater. And it's going to, at the Crown Plaza Hotel in the Aviation Theater, it is going to be an amazing event. I did this about a year and a half ago there, and this theater is mystical, for lack of a better word. And it was a great event. Non-believers became believers. I mean, what's better than that, right? So let's go right away to the first caller. And the first caller is 732. Hello, 732. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning, Tony. This is Caroline. How are you?
I'm good, Caroline. How are you? And how can I help you today?
Yes. I have this possibility of helping out this friend of mine who has requested for me to publish and distribute her tarot card set and plus another spiritual book. I'd like to know, what do you see for this little project?
Well, the short answer is I see it going very well, but I see that the person's going to have to put a little bit more effort into it than she's already done. And
yes.
I feel like she is not going to, she might not want to do that immediately. She's going to kind of hem and haw about it, feels like it should be good enough. If you want to do this, you're going to have to approach it in the same way that you would with possibly a toddler and point out the benefits to making the changes rather than you just have to do this. Once the changes are made, I feel like this will be very, very positive and powerful. Make sure that the person you're working with has very, very realistic expectations of your work in general. Sometimes people think that just because somebody's helping them, they're going to become a bestseller overnight. That is their expectation. You need to make sure that they have realistic expectations of you so there's no disappointment on the backside of this.
Yeah.
And making sure, one last thing, just making sure that this gets into the right resources. Sometimes a spiritual store will sell more than a Barnes & Noble, for example. Sometimes, not always. So just making sure the right resources or resellers. And, you know, I see this being more sought after with the right internet or web sales sources. So research that a bit, too. Okay?
Okay. Beautiful. Oh, that was
excellent.
Very simple. That's what I really needed. I thank you.
Oh,
I thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and you have an absolutely amazing rest of the week, and I hope this was helpful.
It was very helpful. Thank you so much, Toni. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh. Bye-bye. This is Messages from Above. I want to keep going right to the next person because I know when you call in and you're sitting there for the 30 minutes or however long the show goes and you're waiting, don't like it if people don't get through. So I'm going to try to buzz through everyone today. I'm going to 770 next. Hello, 770. How can I help you?
Hi, Toni. I'm at a dead-end job, basically, and I was thinking about applying for school for a surgical technician, but the only thing about that is I would have to do my clinicals in the daytime, which I still need to work. So I was just trying to think of what do you see as far as a career move for me?
Okay. Have you already signed up for school?
Not yet.
Okay, I'm getting pulled off on that. There's something else that's going to come in for you, and I feel like it's going to come in within the month. Once this comes in, you're going to be, like, able to move forward straight away. Everything's going to move forward. You're going to feel very ready and open to everything that is coming in. I feel like in about a month, I don't know what's coming in a month, but I feel like whatever it is in a month is going to open all the doors that you need open so that you can move forward in the direction that you want to go in. The one statement that they are saying to me for you, there's actually two of them. And the first one is sometimes we think things happen to us, but they happen for us. So whatever happens over the next month, remember this is happening for you so that you can get in alignment with what you really want. And rejection is protection. So over the next month, I feel like there are going to be a lot of, like, shake-ups in your life. And look at them as answered prayers rather than, oh, my gosh, what else can go wrong? Just say thank you for answering this prayer, move on, and do that.
Okay.
And then the next thing I'm hearing is you're about to transition into the next phase of your life. At this phase, is definitely going to be much easier as long as you go with the flow. Don't try to resist or make things last longer than they should. So, for example, sometimes when there's a breakup, people try to hold on a little bit longer than they should, and it's difficult to break up. I get that. To let go of somebody you might still have feelings for, it can be devastating sometimes, but just go with the flow and know that whatever's meant to be will come back and whatever's not won't. Now, I'm not saying that's the case for you, but, like, when there's ending, go with the flow, don't fight it, and you're going to be much better off down the line.
Okay.
I also want you to know that once you get through all the endings that are coming in over the next month, you're going to have a lot of big, big beginnings that are going to be, like, the setback is a setup for what's coming next, okay? So just know that and don't try to fight it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So let the next month happen. Just take slow, deep breaths and say, okay, I hear you. You're changing things. Let's get them going. And then at the end of that month, you're going to see the clear path to what you really want. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We are going to go right away to the next caller because, like I said, I wanna try to help everybody today. And if you would like to call in, the number is 858-365-5593. And the next caller is 256. Hello, 256. How are you today? Well, 256, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm great.
Okay, how can I help you, Lauren?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry?
I said my name's Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
My question is, I've been working in the public school system teaching for about 4 years, and this is the first I had to leave a position that wasn't a good fit for me. So now I'm looking for other jobs outside the classroom, and I'm just wondering how that's going to go. What do you see?
Okay, the first thing I hear for you, Kimberly, and I don't know why I hear it, but hopefully this will make sense for you. As a matter of fact, as soon as I clicked on your number, I started hearing finance, 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 finance. And they keep just repeating the word finance for you. So what I would do is look into and oh, I am sorry. They are showing me that you're a girl after my own heart. You love your shoes. You love your handbag. You love your
you love your fashion. Yes, ma'am. You love that look.
You love the power suit. You love that handbag. You love that attaché case or whatever we want to call it now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are telling me it's time for you to switch your gears, switch your career, and get into the career of finance. However you do this, whether it's a financial advisor, investments, and trading, however you're going to do this, you're going to be successful. You are going to be, and for everybody listen, please don't send me any angry emails, but girl, you're going to be good at playing with other people's money, okay? So I think you need to really investigate what the description of each of those positions in finance, and then you need to pick the one that best suits you, whether that is a financial advisor. You need to, the summertime is the best time for you to start this too. So it's an amazing time for a new beginning for you. And I see you being very, very successful with this. You have a high level of morals and ethics, which suits you well for this position also. Okay?
Okay.
I hope that makes sense to you, and I hope that is something that you feel you will be a good fit for. I want you to just look at the descriptions and see what you think about it, okay? And then give me a call back after you've taken whatever training or program or whatever you need to do. Give me a call back and let me know how you land. I hear you're going to be extremely successful with this, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You have yourself an amazing rest of the week now, okay?
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We are going to go to the next caller, and we are going to go to 334. I'm clicking you now, 334. Are you there? Hello?
Thank you so much. Hey, Tony. My name is Shakira.
Shakira. I'm sure you never get tired of hearing that. How can I help you, love?
Yeah, I hear it a lot. Well, I got a lot going on, but I want to know about love and relationship, meeting someone new, but what's more important right now is, do I need to work right now, part-time, or school, or both? Just any messages on that.
Okay, so here's what I'm hearing. When you ask, do you need to work right now, I hear yes, but very, very part-time. Just a little something, And this is mostly to keep you occupied, okay? This is just to give you like an alternative to being immersed in school all the time. It's don't get anything serious or heavy or whatever, just something light and easy that you can do that can bring you a little extra funds while you're going through school. As for love and relationship, they're saying hold off for whatever reason. For right now, the term I hear for you is hold off. Summer's here. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Don't get serious until the fall. Somebody will come in the fall. This person won't be your forever person, but it will be somebody you can have a more, I want to say a long, like a more serious or a longer term relationship with. I feel like the person coming in the fall is going to be a more reasonable person for you to have a relationship with. I feel like this summer you're going to be getting a lot of things in order and doing a lot of fun things with friends or just hanging out, being very casual all summer long. And then once the fall rolls around, you'll have a better perspective for a more, a little bit more of a committed relationship. Although this is not going to be your forever person, well, it doesn't look like it right now. We can make anything last as long as we want to. But I feel like this person probably is not your forever person. It'll be a decent relationship. And this relationship will help you understand a little bit about yourself and relationships in general. So it's important that you go ahead and have this relationship for whatever time that you're going to have it, okay? And this person that's coming in the fall, he's a little bit more of a serious person. He is not a game player. He is not going to mince words. So he might not say things as softly or nicely as you like. He's just a very direct person. So just understand that that's part of his personality. Don't take it personally. And remember, he's probably not forever anyway. So learn what you can, have fun, enjoy it. And then when it's over, just move on. Okay?
Okay.
I know that sounds very matter of fact, doesn't it? It sounds so unemotional, like there will be no feelings involved. There will be.
You sound scary.
No, I'm sorry. I was really serious. It will be a good, there will be really good aspects to this relationship. Whether it lasts 6 months or, you know, I feel like it will last right around that 6 month mark. But I feel like it's just something to kind of get you through until somebody more significant comes along, okay? And every person we date has the potential to help us and teach us more about what we want in life and in love and in relationships. So we have to pay attention to that as much as we do the emotions and the feelings involved. And think, you know, I'm a little older than you, so I can say,
yeah, I'm 35.
Goodness. Oh, well, I'm still older.
I just
want to
know when the right. I know you're saying that we got to learn things from everybody we come across, but it's just like I want to know when the one is coming. But it's going to be a while for that to happen because I need to learn some lessons.
It won't be a while, but I am going to tell you, you know, every person that has come in, you've learned a lot from them. You can look back and see that you're really happy these certain relationships didn't work out. What I'm going to tell you is your guy is going to come in, and I don't know if you're going to get, like, 30, I'm hearing 38 and 40, okay? So 38 might be when he comes in, and 40 is when you guys take it to the next level, meaning a more formal declaration of love to each other. But I feel like 38 and 40. Now, when's your birthday, love?
May 9th.
Okay, I feel like 36 is going to be an important time too. Now, I feel like whoever comes in the fall, maybe they last until 36, or at 36, somebody else is going to come in again. But I'm telling you right now, that guy, the one, is coming in at 38. That's the message I'm getting right now. But I'm going to tell you between now and then, take it breezy. Be light with these guys. Don't get too, you're going to think, this could be the guy, but you don't want to be with a guy where you go, this could be the guy. You want to go, this is him, right? You,
yes,
when you know with every ounce of your being, this is the guy you want to marry or be with long term. Like, you know that. You can feel it whether you want to feel it or not. And hopefully they feel the same way. Sometimes they don't, but hopefully they do. But I'm going to tell you, at 38, you are definitely going to meet someone who has the potential to be that significant other. Between now and then, just take notes on everything you want. And when something happens that it is like a player comes in or whatever it is, just say, okay, why is this showing up in my life? Am I really ready for that commitment, or am I just kidding myself? Let me work on that. So that's the most important thing you can do to be ready for the guy that's going to come in a couple of years, okay?
Okay.
And
thank
just
you.
Take your time. You're welcome, and take your time with it, and don't worry about who isn't it. Just know who is it will be there when you're ready and the timing is appropriate, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. I hope you have an amazing day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, really quick, I want to say sometimes, you know, we hear something and it's not quite what we want to hear, but later on we realize it's a blessing, no matter how difficult it is to hear at the time. So I want to go to the next person who is going to be, let's go to 860. Hello, 860. Hi, how are you today?
Tony, it's Alma. I've been wanting to tell you. My goodness. You were
oh
so right.
Oh, my goodness.
On.
Alma, tell me. Go ahead. I have a time for you. Go ahead.
So it's so funny. Okay, so you told me at the conference, there were some really interesting suitors. This was at the end of April. I had a great time. It was actually kind of like a warm-up for me, like with my frequency and the whole unconditional love was just, I was beaming. It was a beautiful experience. And you did tell me that I would be in this pending, like a introspective mode at the beginning of May for 3 weeks. And so I was, because it opened up a little bit up in me. I'm like, what do I really want? You know, things of that nature, and really going inside my soul and writing about it and really going deep perspective about what I want. And so at the end of May, you said I'd meet him outdoors. I met this person outdoors. It totally blew me away because I was interested in him, but I wasn't sure if he was. And then he surprised me and asked me out this past weekend. So I only met him last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, but he's really amazing.
Yeah. Have fun, enjoy it, and go slow. Go slow.
Yeah.
Let him be, this is a weird statement, but this is the statement they're making. Let him drive the chariot. Okay?
Yes.
So
yes.
Chivalry is not dead if we let it be alive. Okay?
Exactly. I'm not used to that. I am definitely not used to that, but I'm getting used to it with this.
Yeah, well, and stay used to it. Don't change it. Sometimes we feel like we change the way a man treats us by allowing less, allowing him to do less or be less. Oh, Listen, all my ladies, don't allow less, demand more. Men know how to be men. Men
yes.
know how to be gentlemen. Let's hold them accountable. This past weekend, one of my friends said to me, and he's been a friend for some time, and he made the comment to me. He says, you know, Tony, everything has changed. Now women chase men.
It's
and
true.
I just looked at him. It is. And I said, well, that must be very nice for your ego. And he said, it's very nice for my libido also. And I said, oh. And in the inside, I was thinking, ick. But I just,
I know. And I said,
you know, just because someone's chasing you, it doesn't mean you have to be caught. You want
exactly.
the right one.
Exactly.
Not quantity. But
it is. Yeah.
Yes. And the right man will know that and see it.
Yeah, I just have one little quick thing to ask you.
Yeah.
If you could tap in. He is he's a little hesitant. He's been hurt. There was something 6 months ago he ended it, and it was a very rocky relationship. He was very honest with me. That's what I liked about him. He's just very upfront. And same with me. I'm very done with my past. So, and he is a little bit in the zone of still kind of feeling guilty and blaming himself. Do you think that'll just wash right, like rinse out with me, and just we could just move forward, and is this long term, you think?
Okay, so I just started clearing that from him, but I'm going to tell you,
okay.
They said this yes. in the beginning, and they're saying it again, just go slow. Listen,
okay.
We always want to know this is the one. Oh, we want to,
right.
This is the one. We need to get engaged. We need to get married. We need to take all those next steps. But once you do that, it's
right.
all done. And then there's nothing like really left to do. So take your time.
Right.
Enjoy getting
okay.
to know the person. And enjoy getting to know yourself with the person. Enjoy getting to know who you two are as a couple. And take it one step at a time. And if sometimes we want to skip those steps and we just want to say, okay, this is it, done, let's go. And then when you skip those steps, you might miss some valuable, valuable opportunities to find out something really precious about that person, something
yes.
really precious about yourself. So just take your time. I feel like this has the potential to be long-term as long as you go slow and respect each
yes.
other's boundaries. Don't push
yes.
and don't pull.
Yes.
Everything will be okay. Don't freak
yes.
out if things stall for a moment. That's
okay.
my major move. When something stalls for a moment, I freak out.
Yes.
The world knows this now about me. Oh, well, what doesn't the world know about me at this point? I'm all
yes.
over. They're just saying, you know, really, take your time with this. Enjoy it.
Nice.
Even the moments where it might pause for a moment. And enjoy
okay.
those moments and take your time. It's like a dance. They're showing me, like, let him lead the dance. And, you
okay.
know, if he steps back, that's okay. Let him step back. When he steps forward, you step back. You know, do the dance. Play, you know.
Yes.
And that's what relationships are. They're a beautiful, very beautiful dance if you are with
yes.
the right partner, okay?
It is. It's so true. And definitely letting the person be is really important. And I understand that because I do that for myself.
Regardless. Yeah, and the one thing you want to, and I just have like just a little bit of time left here, and I want to say to everybody, you know, we think there's the one, and if it doesn't, will there be another? There's always another one. There's no way that we are sent down here to be alone and destitute if it didn't work out with this one person.
Right.
So, you know, just remember that, and that always, not that you're going to move on to somebody else, but, you know, that gives
yes.
us the confidence to be who we are and who we're meant to be in a relationship. And to know that not every person that we encounter is the one. Okay, I have like 5 seconds left and I have to thank everybody so much for listening to the show today. Thank you so much for calling in. If you did not get through today, I'm back next Monday at noon. Alma, thank you for confirming and touching base with me and letting me know everything happened exactly as it was supposed to and they predicted. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Many, many blessings.
To you too. Thank you, love. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, love.